from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims Islamic extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top commander, Mustafa Badreddin, near the Damascus airport in Syria on Friday. Hezbollah announced the death on Friday, as Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian TV announced Badreddin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badreddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badreddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An elderly Buddhist monk has been hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh. The body of 75-year-old monk Shri Yuchak was found early today in an isolated temple in a village 350 kilometers southeast of Dhaka, the capital. Police say they don't know the motive for the killing of the monk, who lived alone. A Bangladesh newspaper, The Daily Star, reports panic spread among the locals after news of the slaying. The monk's son told the Star that his father did not have any enmity with anyone in the area. Meantime, authorities in Bangladesh say 56 people have been killed by lightning strikes in different places in the two past days, triggering a panic among some people. After a heat spell scorched the country for about a week, thundershowers hit the country's 14 districts on Thursday. This is VOA News. The United Nations says a new report shows a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions by providing pistols to the Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and eventually some ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. These actions appear to be in violation of UN sanctions that ban North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. Some of those pistols appear to have made their way into the streets of Kinshasa, with the group saying the same type of pistol was available for sale in the capital city. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has become the last manufacturer to block the use of its drugs in lethal injections. A Pfizer spokesperson said Friday the drug maker already did not allow its medicines to be used in lethal injections, but has added new restrictions that enhance the previous system. The news about Pfizer's decision was first reported Friday by the New York Times. In recent years, some 20 other global drug companies have blocked their drugs from being used as part of death penalties. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the closing of the remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighters' movements. Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for anti-Islamic State operations.
Their primary source of income is what they refer to now as taxation. In reality, we know that it's extortion. But even their ability to extort money from their own people continues to be reduced as our partner forces liberate more and more territory.
Colonel Warren says, despite the Islamic State fighters' continuing loss of territory in Iraq, the extremists have taken control of two small towns in northwestern Syria near the Turkish border. An anti-counterfeit group suspended e-commerce giant Alibaba from its group after backlash from member companies that see the Chinese firm as the world's largest marketplace for fakes. In recent weeks, Gucci America, Michael Kors, and Tiffany have quit the U.S.-based International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition over Alibaba's presence among the group's ranks. FIFA scored first on Friday with the appointment of Fatima Samba Diouf Samoura of Senegal as its first female non-European Secretary General. Congratulations. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.